Hi, this is Beth Joan Shaw with Spirit of Success, and welcome to First Things First, a weekly devotional for business women who desire God's guidance as we seek to honor Him with our businesses. We meet by teleconference each week on Monday mornings to hear a word from the Lord and to encourage each other in prayer. And as you listen, if you think of someone who would benefit from hearing this podcast, please just pass it along to them. So if you were to ask people what they believe about heaven, what kind of responses do you think you would get? Well, Pew Research Center did just that. They asked that question, what do you believe about heaven, in a survey that they published in December of 2023. Now, that's maybe, 2.5 years ago? But I don't really think things have changed all too much. So let me go ahead and share with you some of their findings. 71% of adults in the U.S. do believe that heaven exists. That's actually a higher percent than what I would have thought, so I think that's good news. I wish it was 100%, but 71%. Then, when those same folks are asked, where is heaven, 41% believe that it is somewhere above us, upward in the sky. They believe it's somewhere above. So about 41% believe it's upward, though most do not feel that heaven is a physical place, but rather it's a spiritual state of being. Well, Scripture tells us it is a place, so I hope those numbers go up. And then 69% believe that heaven is a place free from suffering, where people are with God and with their loved ones, which that is true. That is absolutely true. But also, they believe that people who have led good lives are eternally rewarded. It's that last part that's not. You know, it's a lot of people lead good lives, but if they have not accepted Christ as their Savior, that what He did on the cross was salvation for our sins, well, living a good life is not what gets you there. So that's a little discouraging, but at least we know that when we ask most people here in the U.S., you know, what do you believe about heaven? 71% say, yeah, there is a heaven. So if we're among some of those people who say the 71%, that's great. I think we are, because belief in heaven is very common here. Again, 71%, but specifics about heaven, the details, are not as clearly understood, as you can see from the survey too. And if we're part of that group that gets a little fuzzy on the details of heaven, well, we're not alone. And we'll get some help in our study of The Promise of Heaven by Dr. David Jeremiah. Terrific book. I really do recommend it. But if you don't have it, that's fine. Please continue to listen on, because our study is not just for the purpose of storing up more information in our heads about heaven, but rather to allow the knowledge that God has shared in His Word about our forever home to provide us with hope and with confidence. So in chapter 3, we're in chapter 3 already in our book study, The Promise of Heaven. And again, if you don't have it, that's fine. Listen on. But we find three important truths that Dr. Jeremiah tells us about heaven based on Scripture that we can believe on and hope for in the future. First, the first truth about heaven is it is God's dwelling place. Psalm 23:6 refers to heaven as the house of the Lord. Psalm 11:4 states that the Lord is in His holy temple. The Lord's throne is in heaven. And Isaiah 66:1 states that heaven, the Lord states, heaven is my home. So we know that heaven is where the Lord dwells. Even Matthew 6:9 says, our Father who art in heaven. Yes. Many other passages in both Old and New Testaments describe heaven as the place where God dwells. Dr. David Jeremiah, the author of The Promise of Heaven, writes this in his book on page 23. He says, heaven is a central theme in the Bible because it is the central zone of God's power, presence, rule, and reign. That is where He is. So that's the first truth about heaven. It is God's dwelling place. The second truth about heaven is it is up above us. Remember, the survey asked, and 41% of people believe that it is above us, and indeed it is. The Bible teaches that. And Dr. Jeremiah tells us that the word heaven actually means sky or canopy or arched vault. Either way, it's above us. In Mark 6:41, we're told that Jesus looked up when he prayed to the Father. And Dr. Jeremiah, in his book, writes this about heaven's location. He writes this on page 24. He says, the phrase down from heaven occurs 28 times in the Bible. The prophet Elijah called fire down from heaven in 2 Kings 1. In Psalm 14, the Lord looks down from heaven, the psalmist writes. And Jesus said in John 6:38, I have come down from heaven, not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me. So heaven is above us because everything in Scripture points to the fact that the blessings and the Lord himself and the fire that Elijah called down from heaven, it's above us. So that's another truth about heaven. It's an actual location and it is above us in the sky. The third truth about heaven is it's comprised of three levels, or three areas of heaven, if you will. The Apostle Paul writes in 2 Corinthians 12:2 of being caught up to the third heaven, which then connotes that there is a first and a second heaven. The first heaven is what you might call the atmospheric heaven. It's the sky that the Lord created. Dr. Jeremiah writes this on page 25. He says, the first heaven is the atmospheric heaven. It's the sky with its clouds and birds and life-giving oxygen. Genesis 1:20 says, birds fly above the earth across the face of the firmament of the heavens. Psalm 104 talks about the birds of the heavens, plural, meaning birds flying across the pathless air, and then referring to God's ability to send rain clouds across the land. Job asked, who has the wisdom to count the clouds? Who can tip over the water jars of the heavens in Job 38? And Isaiah 55 talks about how the rain and the snow come down from heaven. So that is the first heaven. The first heaven is what we see. We look out our window. We see the sky. We see the clouds. We see the birds. We see the airplanes going across the sky. That's the first layer of heaven, what we can see. It's where the storm clouds gather, where the lightning and thunder come from as well. That's the first of the three heavens that Paul describes. The second heaven is what we would refer to as outer space. It's called the stellar heaven. We call it outer space. It's the moon, it's the stars, the planets, and such. It's where the astronauts just recently who circled the moon, they were in that second heaven. They were in outer space when they circled the moon, when on the other side of the moon, they were in that area, the stellar universe. They saw the moon, they saw the stars. They were up there pretty far. Farther than airplanes. So it wasn't the first heaven, it was the second heaven. And Dr. Jeremiah writes about the second heaven on page 25. He says, the second heaven is the vast universe beyond our atmosphere. It's outer space, filled with billions of stars and planets and constellations and meteors and galaxies. He writes, the book of Psalms praises God for the lavish display of his glory in the universe around us. Psalm 8, 3 and 4 says, when I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have set in place, what is man that you are mindful of him? And Psalm 19 begins this way in verse 1, the heavens declare the glory of God and the skies proclaim his handiwork. Yes, when Jesus predicted a second, when Jesus predicted the coming day, when the sun will be darkened and the moon will not give light, the stars will fall from heaven in Matthew 24. These are all references to the second heaven, the stellar skies. Again, what we would call outer space. And then the third heaven, it is the highest heaven. It is where God dwells. It is an actual place, and it is God's dwelling place. And when we die, it is where we will go, where we will dwell with God in the third heaven, beyond the skies, beyond outer space, in the third heaven. Dr. Jeremiah writes this about the third heaven on page 26 and 27. He writes, the third heaven is the one Paul had in mind when he wrote about being caught up to the third heaven in 2 Corinthians 12. Paul was not referring to the atmospheric heaven or to the stellar heaven. He was referring to the highest heaven, the very dwelling place of God. He writes, King Solomon spoke of this in 1 Kings 8:27 when he prayed, but will God indeed dwell on the earth? Behold, heaven and the heaven of heavens cannot contain you. How much less this temple which I've built? The heaven of heavens, the highest heaven, the Father's house, it's the locale of the throne and the dwelling place of God. It is paradise, and it is our eternal home. This is where we will soon live side by side with God and with the angels and with the redeemed, all the others who believe in Christ through all the ages. We will live in that heaven of heavens, that highest of heavens. He writes this, it's in your future, and what you need to know about heaven is within the scriptures. Pondering these things assuages the uncertainty of life, comforts us in the moment of death, and brightens our pathway from here to eternity. You know, these truths about heaven provide us with confidence in our future and encourage us to live today as those who know and live in the light of eternity. Well, thank you for listening, and I pray that you received a word from the Lord today that will encourage you and equip you to do your work as unto the Lord. And if you know someone who would benefit from hearing this, please just pass it along to them. And if you'd like to participate in our weekly live First Things First Tele-Bible Study Time, just email me for the details, Beth@spiritofsuccess.com. Thank you, and God bless.